Welcome back to Off the Hour on CKUT in Montreal. In the studio now, we will be speaking with Sama Elibieri of our program Caravan, and she's going to be talking to us about the events today in Egypt and, of course, over the last 8 days, which have been very interesting to watch. Welcome, Sama.
Thank you. What I can say is the President Mubarak spoke finally. We were expecting him to come on TV, and it was after 11 o'clock Cairo local time that he decided to make his decision known in response to the protests day. It was very disappointing. He said that he will not run for another term come September 2011 when presidential elections are due. But the reaction was very swift in Tahrir Square and all over Egypt. People want him to step down now, not tomorrow.
So the reaction has been that he will not step down. He has said unequivocally that he will not?
He said unequivocally that he will not. However, you can look, some analysts say he made a big concession because he was preparing to run again next September, either he himself or his son Gamal. So now he's saying, I'm not going to be running, and he's not talking about his son. He has nominated, actually, a vice president.
Has there been a reaction from the opposition party, who has been quite vocal that this will not end until he steps down?
It was not only the opposition parties who were asking for him to step down. Everybody was asking for him to do so. And we should emphasize that this uprising, and actually it's a revolution. It's a revolution in the way people were thinking, were reacting, were acting. Everybody in the square, you could see them. They were really outraged, and they said, we will not accept that.
Maybe you can give us a little bit of an update. Today was actually, there was a call for a million-man march, and in Egypt there was a massive, massive gathering.
There was a massive gathering, and estimates really go beyond 1 million men and women in El Tahrir Square, which is at the center of Cairo. But there were also massive demonstrations in the main cities across Egypt from north to south. In particular, in Alexandria, there was about 1 million, in Suez, almost all the big cities. And it was general, and the demand now is focusing on Mubarak. He is calling for dialogue, as well as his vice president. He says, well, give us a chance. We're going to better things. We're going to look at the constitution. But people had enough. I mean, he has been in power since 1981, and 30 years in which the country has greatly deteriorated.
So one of the things that there was a big question mark today was, how would the military react to the protesters? Of course, they had made pledges that there would be no violence taken against protesters. They were just there basically to keep the peace. How has the interactions between the military and the protesters?
Well, this was the big question for Egyptians and everybody, actually. What is the army going to do, since now they are stretched all over the place and they are maintaining the order? The police has vanished, and all infrastructures actually are non-existent now. The position of the army seems to be the following. Those that are on the ground are sympathizing with the demonstrators, and they will not harm them, and they did not actually prevent them from reaching El Tahrir Square. However, in view of Mubarak has been in power for 30 years, over 30 years, that he is a person from the army, and that he has maintained a system of patronage. You have many people who have in the army who have a vested interest to see him staying. Moreover, most of the U.S. aid that comes to Egypt comes to the army. So we can understand that he has some supporters.
But your experience and your research, has there been clashes? Like, there had been reports of deaths in the earlier on, the first 4 days especially, but now things have definitely cooled.
The death occurred when demonstrators wanted to go close to a building, where Habib al-Adli was, he, at the time, he was the Minister of Interior, where he was barricaded. And apparently he gave order to the police to shoot at the demonstrators. And this is where some deaths occurred. Previously also there were some deaths, but it was the police. And actually, one of the main demands of the people is that the police should refrain from their brutality. They're not well trained, they're not well paid, they're not a modern police force. They're just using brutal force, you know, to terrorize the people. And if this uprising or this movement has accomplished something, is to break the barrier of fear. People now are speaking freely and they tell you, we've been afraid for 30 years, now it's over.
So I guess the question that came to my mind today would be the role of women in Egypt. This is being described as a million man march, but I've seen more than enough footage from Al Jazeera to know that there are definitely women on the ground.
There are many women on the ground. There are many young women on the ground. I've seen also pictures of families, a wife and husband and their son, and they're going, and people also bringing their sons with them, sons and daughters, carrying them over their shoulders, and they're saying to the camera, we want a better future. They're asking for better education. They're asking for a better health system. And also, they're asking for a clean government, because people in power have become so corrupt that all the wealth of the country was concentrated in a few, in the hands of a few. And most of the people didn't see any fruits of the economic growth that the IMF was talking about. Just to see, to get some idea, 40%, it's estimated that 40% of the populations live below the poverty line, which means less than $2 a day. And with the food prices being what they are on the international market, because Egypt imports a lot of wheat and a lot of food products, you can see how people were not able to put food on the table.
What has been the reaction? There was something that I had read, and this may be unsubstantiated, as all news can be, of course, but there had been a break-in at one of the museums, the Museum of Cairo, I believe it's called.
Yes, the Museum of Cairo is right on the El Tahrir Square, and there was a fire that was ignited in the headquarters of the Democratic Party, which is the party of Hosni Mubarak. It burned to the ground, actually. And the fear was that this fire might propagate to neighboring buildings and that there might be lootings. So the demonstrator really made, a human fence around the museum, because in fact, they know some that there are very, very precious artifacts. We can think of the golden mask of Tutankhamun in the museum, so you can imagine. And I've also heard report that some were actually trying to get in, or they caught some who got in, but there was no really big thefts there, because it was under control and it was the demonstrators. The same thing happened also in all the residential area. The young people went out on the street and they were protecting their houses, their dwellings, essentially, because the police had disappeared.
And another thing that came through yesterday was that the internet has been cut down. It's an internet blackout right now. Al Jazeera actually is still operating due to a complex arrangement that they have going on. Actually, we have a piece recorded today explaining how that goes down. But Egypt locked out, and of course, Canada being a place where there are a lot of Egyptian families, is there been concern about the communication aspect of things?
Oh, absolutely. The internet has been down now. Well, I wouldn't say down. The government did shut down the internet to prevent people from communicating. First, they blocked Facebook and Twitter, and then it was the entire internet. So nobody has access to internet. Then they found that Egyptians, not all of them, have computers, but they communicate a lot with the cell phones. So they decided to block the access to the cell phones. So in Cairo, you can't make a call, but through the cell. But in other places, you may be able to place a phone call. What happened is that, for instance, journalists are going back to sending faxes back and forth because there's no internet. And the first thing that the new Minister of Communication did to supposedly facilitate communication is that he stopped all train services in the country. So Egypt has been without train service now for a couple of days. And you can imagine in such a big country, you have over 80 million people living in Egypt.
So if you had the chance then by carrier pigeon or fax or whatever to send a message to the people in Cairo and Alexandria and all over Egypt, what would it be?
It would be the old telephone lines. Some of them work, surprisingly. They're still there, but they're not as common as the cell phone, and you can't send messages through those lines. Another thing that I'd like to mention is that today is the first of the month and people should have had their salaries cashed yesterday or today, and all banks are closed. So there is a real crisis of cash flow in a society where people don't use credit cards as extensively as we use them here in North America. Also, all those who work on a daily basis, they've been now grounded for a week. So essentially, the country is coming to a halt, and this is very detrimental to the economy.
So is this a result of the general strike that was called for earlier in the week, or is this a result of military coming in and actually shutting things down?
Well, there is a result of the curfew also. The government has imposed a curfew from after 3 o'clock in the afternoon till 8 a.m. the next day. So this, and I have to say that this also applies not only to anything moving on the ground, but to airplanes. And this is why it's causing a crisis for all travelers, those who want to come out of Egypt. And if you want to go to Egypt, because the planes have to land and take off within this limited period.
But my understanding was that there was actually a call for a general strike, and I was wondering if there had been any development there. A general strike would be all employed government workers, city workers, and everybody just walking off their posts, essentially trying to cripple the society, I guess, or the flow of it.
What they call civil disobedience.
Yes.
Well, after today, people were hopeful that maybe Mubarak will step down, although this seemed to be remote, in spite of calls, for instance, from high officials in the United States. I must say that the Turkish Prime Minister, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, was very courageous. He came out and he asked Mr. Mubarak to step down, saying that nobody lasts forever, that we are. And it was about time for him to do this patriotic act. However, since he didn't step down and he just said that he will not run for a second term in September, now there is talk about a general strike, probably a Friday after Friday prayers.
And this is what is happening as a result of the speech. As a result of the speech,
the reaction is very simply people have taken off their shoes.
So they're currently... We haven't been able to check, of course, because we've been in the studio, but the feed is, it's things turned.
Yes, it's a kind of outrage, and we should not underestimate the hardship. You have those people who have been in Tahrir Square for days in a row. It's very difficult to get any food, although the population has shown a great deal of solidarity because others come to the square and provide them with water and with snacks. And also, I've seen they have television screens erected in the square so that they can follow what's going on. And I must say, Al Jazeera is doing a wonderful job. They're covering all the events. You wouldn't say from coast to coast, but from north to south and east to west. They're talking to just ordinary people and asking them, what do you think? What do you see? Where are you presently? And because Egypt, again, has blocked the signal of Al Jazeera and has prevented the journalists from reporting.
And, well, I guess I asked you this a little bit earlier, but I think I phrased it poorly. But if you were going to send a message yourself from Sama to the people of Egypt, what would it be?
I would say we stand here, all Egyptians in Montreal, stand in solidarity with you, and we applaud your courage. It was about time. It's great. It's a great feeling to see that the young people, the old people, everybody is asking now for the president to step down and are looking for a better future for the country.
Sama Alibieri, I'd like to thank you for being in the studio with us today, discussing the current situation in Egypt and the announcement by Mubarak that he will not step down but will not pursue another term. Thank you very much.
Thank you.